On April 13, 2011, Lake Champlain rose above its flood stage and remained above flood level for 67 days. It reached record levels on May 6th. Then in late August, Tropical Storm Irene again swelled the 100-mile-long lake and its outlet, the Richelieu River, in Quebec. The basis of the report issued this week, according to Lake Champlain Basin Program Manager Bill Howland, was a request by Vermont's governor and Quebec's premier to convene a conference in 2012 in order to understand how the region could be more resilient to floods in the future.
The fact that there are 15 recommendations really is an indicator of the breadth of the challenge that we're facing. It covers all aspects of life near the shorelines and along the lake in the lowlands. So there are really a lot of things that should be done. And we have prepared policy recommendations that we think and hope would be helpful to each of the jurisdictions, New York, Vermont, and Quebec. Some of these are well along in some jurisdictions, but not others.
The recommendations include identifying the economic benefits of improved flood resilience, developing hydrological models by mapping frequency and severity of flooding, establishing floodplain development standards, and promoting community acceptance of floodplain management. Lake Champlain Research Institute Director Tim Myhook says the report is addressing something that will become even more of an issue in the future.
If you look at the literature on climate change, it's quite obvious that these types of events are more likely to happen in the future. And it's a probability, so we don't know when they're going to happen. So we need to prepare for them and understand that they will come. And to some extent, that means we may need to move some of our infrastructure out of the way, because these events will happen and they will move down river channels and fill lakes and fill wetlands, and they'll change the hydrology of maybe where people need to have structures or reside. That's the reality. And, you know, the report even suggests that. It says we need to promote community acceptance of flood management principles. I think that's something we really need to work very hard on doing.
Lake Champlain International promotes the lake's ecology and fisheries health. Executive Director James Ellers calls the report an excellent piece of scientific and academic work.
But the political will has never really existed. You know, I'm not sure our elected officials want to use the political capital to debate and argue with private property owners about the wisdom of continuing to try and harness rivers. I'm always optimistic, but I'm also, I think, realistic that many of the recommendations in this report are expensive, and I haven't yet seen the appetite from our communities, and I haven't seen the leadership from elected officials.
Bill Howland notes that it will take a long time to complete all the recommendations, but some mitigation is beyond the scope of regional efforts.
If streams could overflow and run into their floodplains unimpeded, that would remove a lot of water from the stream itself. That happened in Otter Creek and the Irene flood. So there is something we can do to reduce the size of a flood. As far as the rain, that has to do with reducing our greenhouse gas emissions sharply. This report is about how to try to deal with it.
A link to the report, Flood Resilience in the Lake Champlain Basin and Upper Richelieu River, is available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.